From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium emerges with police officers standing guard. Schools and about half of the metro system in Brussels reopened on Wednesday. It had been locked down after the Paris terrorist attacks last week. U.S. President Barack Obama is telling Americans that he knows of no specific or credible intelligence that indicates an attack on America over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
We continue to do everything possible to prevent attacks at home and abroad, and to prevent foreign terrorist fighters from entering the United States or other nations.
The president spoke after meeting with his national security team. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday, Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane, in his words, looks like a planned provocation. But he said Russia is not going to war with Turkey. Lavrov said the incident will make Russia reconsider its relationship with Turkey. A U.S. defense official says the Pentagon is monitoring reports that a convoy of humanitarian vehicles was hit by an airstrike Wednesday near Azaz, Syria. Reuters video shows aid trucks on fire near the Bab al-Salam border crossing. It was not immediately clear to which group the trucks belonged. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports that the warplanes bombing in the vicinity of Azaz are believed to be Russian. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's bombing of a bus carrying members of Tunisia's elite presidential guard. In a statement posted on social media Wednesday, the Islamic State group named the militant that carried out the attack. The bus was traveling in the center of the capital, Tunis, and at least 12 people were killed in the incident. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has arrived in Kenya at the start of a tour of Africa, where he was given a red carpet welcome by Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta. Besides Kenya, the pontiff also planned stops later on in Uganda and the Central African Republic. Jill Craig has more.
The mood was one of jubilation, as evidenced by self-described staunch Catholic Purity Ndemo.
I'm very excited. Like, I've never seen him. I've been seeing him in TV, so I can't wait to see him live.
A sentiment echoed by non-Catholic Michael Nyamongo.
I mean, I'll be just happy, at least for the first time the Pope is coming to Africa, and I have the experience to see him come to Africa. It's just nice. It's just fantastic.
The Pope is expected to address topics like helping the poor, giving hope to youth, caring for the environment, and leading through good governance throughout the course of his African tour. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
A U.S. military investigation concluded Wednesday that American and Afghan forces misdirected a target in Kunduz, Afghanistan last month. That mistake resulted in an aerial attack on a hospital that killed at least 31 people, mostly doctors and patients. The report said the crew of a U.S. plane had intended to hit a compound believed to have been seized by Taliban fighters. But based on a physical description of the target provided by Afghan forces on the ground, the crew instead fired at a hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders. Christopher Stokes is the general director of the charity.
We see this catalogue of errors, this multiplicity of different mistakes that occurred as being some kind of sign of gross negligence in a way.
Christopher Stokes. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has warned that ongoing violence in Israel and the West Bank could spin out of control. He made the statement after a trip to the region where he met with the leaders of Israel and the Palestinians. Since September, a wave of Palestinian stabbings, shootings, and car rammings have killed at least 19 Israelis and an American student. Many of the Palestinian attackers themselves were killed in confrontations with authorities. Ukraine has closed its airspace to all Russian planes and has stopped buying Russian natural gas after exporter Gazprom announced it would halt deliveries to the country. And Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said at a cabinet meeting Wednesday that the government has decided to ban all Russian flights from crossing Ukraine's airspace, quoting now, as an issue of the national security as well as a response to Russia's aggressive actions. Last month, Ukraine banned all Russian airlines from landing in Ukraine, but Russian planes have been allowed so far to fly over Ukrainian territory. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.